The jumping-off point for this trip is a tiny airport with a grass runway in northern Minnesota, about 20 miles from the Canadian border. We fly for 15 minutes over trees and swamps as far as the eye can see. Down below, we get a glimpse of a moose, and later, a pair of rare trumpeter swans in their nest. The helicopter sets down in what's known as a floating bog. Its runners are sitting in 6 inches of water. We jump out in knee-high boots and rain jackets and douse with DEET to try to keep the mosquitoes away. I'm following Heidi Seeland, a graduate student who seems to know her way around a bog. We're in knee-deep water, then it's thigh-deep, pretty soon it's waist-deep. I try to step on a clump of sphagnum moss, but it sinks. It holds onto my boot.
Whoa! Oh, no.
And I'm sitting in water.
Oh.
Heidi helps me up, and we catch up with the others. They fan out on different points of the compass. I follow Matt Ederson. He's an ornithologist, a bird expert. We slog through the bog for nearly half an hour. Ederson is aiming for a piece of higher ground, where the trees are a little taller, better for nesting. Suddenly, he stops. He's found the spot he was looking for. He sets his watch for 10 minutes and pulls out a notebook. Ederson cocks his head this way and that, jotting the names of the birds he can hear and the times he hears them. He doesn't pay any attention to the mosquito biting the back of his neck. He just listens and takes notes.
So we had a couple of hermit thrush, though. That's still singing up to the north of us there. You can probably hear it now. There was another one to the south. A veery called a couple of times to the west of us, a Nashville warbler, and a couple of western palm warblers. And that was about it. It was pretty quiet otherwise.
We trudge through the muck for another 20 or 30 minutes, and he repeats the process. It's 2 hours later, and the three researchers meet at the helicopter landing spot and compare notes. They're excited about Ederson's veery and Nashville warbler. The others heard a Connecticut warbler and a Lincoln's sparrow. They would have been really happy if they'd heard a golden-winged warbler. It's one of the most threatened of bird species. The number of golden-winged warblers has declined by some 80% during the last 50 years. Today's trip is an experiment to see how well it works to count birds in remote places using a helicopter. It'll take 5 years to finish the bird count here. Then, in 10 or 20 years, they'll do it all over again to see how the birds are faring. For the Environment Report, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.